We all have access inside ourselves to a place from which we can produce real, lasting, practical miracles. The easiest entry point to that zone in ourselves is through your body sensations, no matter how pleasant or unpleasant they are. Here's what I've discovered. When you rest your pure, non-judgmental attention on any sensations in your body, whether it's tension or emotions or any other sensation, what happens, first of all, is that that tension, if you're feeling it, begins to melt and dissolve. However, something much more than that happens. When you begin to focus your attention on the sensations inside your body, you enter the zone of the now, the place from which real practical miracles can be produced. This activity is the best way I know to do that. So when you're ready, I'd like you to relax, get comfortable, and in a place where you won't be disturbed for the next few minutes. You can close your eyes or keep them open as you prefer. The first thing I'd like you to do is let your non-judgmental attention rest on the whole feeling of sensation inside your body. Take a quick scan from the top of your head, down through your neck and shoulders, down through your chest and belly, down through your pelvis, down through your legs, and all the way down to your feet and toes. And now let's do that again, as if you were running a movie camera or a video camera pointed at those sensations. Begin at the top of your body again, at the very top of your head. Scan slowly down through the wholeness of your sensations. Head, neck, shoulders, chest, belly, pelvis, legs, down into your feet and toes. Remember now, this is non-judgmental attention we're cultivating. It's not about finding anything right or finding anything wrong. It's not about finding anything good or anything bad. It's simply recording the information, just like a video camera might record information without making a judgment about whether it's good information or bad information or right information or wrong information. Relax and scan the wholeness of your body sensations for a moment. And now I'd like you to do that in a more specific way by letting your non-judgmental attention rest on certain specific parts of your body. I'd like you to focus in on the sensations in your neck and shoulders and mid-back. So let your attention linger on your neck and shoulders and mid-back. The reason this is such an important place to focus in on is that many of us don't know that this is the area that registers when we're angry. That's a very important thing to know, to notice whether you're angry or not. And nature has given us a set of muscles in our neck and shoulders and mid-back that begin to tighten up and give us information that we're beginning to get angry or upset about something. And remember, we're letting our non-judgmental attention rest on these areas. We're not going to worry about whether anger is right or wrong or good or bad. That's for a different part of our mind to make those judgments. But right now, Just focus in on the sensations in your neck, shoulders, and mid-back. Notice if they feel tight or constricted in any way. Or do they feel open, easeful, and flowing? Just tune into that area for a moment. Notice if it feels tight, tense, constricted in that area. Or does it feel easy, open, and flowing? Good. And now let's gently shift our attention around to the front of your body, in your throat and chest area. Take a moment to focus in specifically on the sensations in the front of your neck, your throat, your chest. Use your non-judgmental attention to tune into that zone. The reason this zone is very important to learn how to recognize the sensations of is that this is the zone that can tell us when we're beginning to feel sadness or longing. These emotions have been with us for thousands and thousands of years. The information they're bringing is that we're experiencing loss in some way. So it's important to learn how to tune in to the sensations in your throat, your chest area, because that can tell you when you're beginning to feel the emotions of sadness or longing. Of course, there are other sensations that go on in that area, feelings of love, perhaps, or compassion. But I want you to learn specifically to recognize the sensations of loss and sadness and longing, because often those are the ones that people have brought to me over the years that in some way are in the way of their drawing the kind of love to themselves that they really want. In other words, without knowing it, they've been caught up in the sadness or longing about some long-ago event. And that sadness and longing, because they haven't learned to recognize it in their chest and throat, has been keeping them anchored in the past and not open to the now, to the present, from which they can attract the kind of genuine love that they really want. The way you'll recognize the first sensations of sadness and longing in your chest is kind of a feeling of constriction. Some people describe it as a heaviness or pressure. So I want you to tune in to your throat and chest right now and find out what you experience in that area. Does it feel more like that constricted, pressure, heavy feeling? Or does it feel more like that open, flowing, easeful feeling? Remember, we're using non-judgmental attention here. We're simply recording the information. It's not important whether you think it's right or wrong to feel those feelings. It's just, do you feel them or not? Tuning in to get the actual, valid, real information that your body is sending you. Now let's move on down to the stomach, the belly area. I'd like you to rest your non-judgmental attention on your belly, down around your navel. That whole area, some people call it the stomach area, some people call it the belly, whatever you call it, let your non-judgmental attention rest easily on that area. I'd like you to ask your body, does it feel more like butterfly sensations with that kind of racy, slightly queasy feeling? Or does it feel more like easeful, spacious, and open and flowing? Just ask yourself, body, do you feel more open and flowing, or do you feel more butterfly racy queasy? The reason I specify those sensations is because the racy queasy butterfly sensations are nature's way of telling us that we're beginning to get scared. So long before we get sweaty palms or long before our heart starts beating faster, the way you can notice that you're scared first is through noticing those slightly racy, slightly queasy butterfly sensations in your stomach and belly area. Use your non-judgmental attention as we go through this process together. It's not important whether you think these sensations are right or wrong, or good or bad. I'd like you just to open up that big video camera of your non-judgmental attention so that you're just noticing, not judging, what's going on in your body. Also, as we go along with this process, you might have memories come to mind, or you might have other emotions spring up in your body. Your body likes to be tuned into, and so oftentimes when your body realizes that you're really paying attention to it, it begins to send you more information. This is a good thing. Return your attention now to the sensations in your belly. Tune in at even a deeper level. Find out if you feel those slightly racy, slightly butterfly-ish, sometimes slightly queasy sensations that let you know you're feeling anxious or scared. Or do you feel more like that open, spacious, easeful, flowing feeling that lets you know that you're not scared, that you're just being right here. Now that we've finished with the three key zones that I like to have people tune into, the neck and shoulders, the chest and throat, and the belly, let's open up the lens of that big video camera of your non-judgmental awareness, and I'd like you to really open up and scan again the wholeness of your body sensations. Begin at the top of your body, noticing the sensations of your head, your face, your neck and throat and shoulders and mid-back, your lower back, your hips, letting your awareness expand to include your chest and belly, the front of your pelvis and around into your hips, your thighs and upper legs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet, your toes. Opening up now to let the wholeness of your experience rest inside your non-judgmental attention. Opening up your non-judgmental attention to embrace the wholeness of yourself. And now, as we come to the end of this activity, I'd like you to slowly begin to return your attention to the world around you, to the world outside your body. If your eyes have been closed, go ahead and open them now. Look around. Return your awareness to the room or to the world around you. And when you're ready, go ahead and resume your regular activities.